I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello again, everybody. Brad here with you, along with Podgator. Welcome into another episode of Prep Rally on this Wednesday, May the 4th. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even that big a Star Wars fan, so you can't make me. But we got some stuff to talk about. You know, it's the playoffs. We're smack dab in the middle of the baseball and softball playoffs. I almost said the wrong thing because I just realized I typed the wrong word on my script. I'm not going to tell you what I did, though. Mm-mm. But yeah, baseball, softball playoffs. We're headed into the third round this weekend. Going to recap a little bit of what happened in the second round. Look ahead to some big matchups. We've got the Athletes of the Week coming up at the end of the show as well. Just a reminder that this podcast is brought to you by Pizza Doctor. That's our sponsor. You can check them out at Midtown Point in Tupelo or online at TupeloPizza.com. Had to go back to the Chicken Alfredo today. That's becoming a go-to. And most of the people in the office in my immediate vicinity have had at least one slice, so I probably won't have any to take home again. That's too bad. I bet Dylan misses the pizza. I miss Dylan. But he's doing fine up there in Ripley, in case you're wondering. Let's talk baseball playoffs first. How about Boonville pulling the upset, sweeping Nettleton in the second round? That's number three ranked Nettleton, okay? Our third ranked team. And Boonville comes in there with a record of 11-15 entering the series and wins it in two games. I was there for game one, which Boonville won 11-5. Just had an outstanding night at the plate. In fact, they've started kind of coming around in the playoffs at the plate. Did not hit the ball very well at all in the regular season, like below 240. Okay, average below 240, but they've been hitting the cover off the ball in the first two rounds. Did it against North Panola, and then here against Nettleton, and again in that game one, it was a 11-5, and they had 10 hits that game, including a couple of home runs. Yeah. Nettleton, I don't know. They've been really good all year, and they just, some of it obviously was Boonville. A lot of it was Boonville, but just kind of surprised to see Nettleton go down in the second round like that. But, hey, credit to Boonville. Ben Davis had a two-run homer over the scoreboard, and that's a big scoreboard in left field at Nettleton. That made it 8-4. So that was only the fifth home run of the season for Boonville. So, yeah. Cade White pitched well, by the way, for the Blue Devils. Saltillo, drama. I was there for that one. Game two against Lafayette on Saturday. They walked it off, man. How about Drake Douglas? Very good pitcher, but also plays in the outfield, and he was not pitching on this night. But he can hit the ball. And he had the old two-run infield single to give Saltillo the 6-5 win and a two-game sweep of a very good Lafayette team. Lafayette scored in the top of the seventh to pull ahead 5-3. Excuse me, the 4-3 in the sixth, then added a run in the seventh to make it 5-3. So they're entering the bottom of the seventh, two-run lead. But then Saltillo comes right back, and it was 5-4. When Douglas stepped in there with minutes second and third, and two outs, by the way, didn't hit up. Was not a very hard hit ball. He bounced it toward the second baseman in the crowd. After the ball hit the ground and started bouncing, they kind of got quiet for a moment because they thought, "Oh no, this is going to be the last out." But it was a slow roller, slow bouncer, and Drake Douglas. He told me he's never run that fast in his life. He beat the throw to first. Run scores. Runner at second. Evan McCarthy never slowed down. He just came wheeling around third base and beat the first baseman's throw back to the plate, sliding in head first to give Saltillo the dramatic win. So the defending champs are still alive. I mean, if they had lost that game, they still had game three, but always rather just go ahead and get in game two, huh? Yeah. Looking ahead to the third round, a lot of great matchups. You got Morville, West Lauderdale, two perennial contenders right there. West Lauderdale eliminated Morville last year. You've got Corinth and Pontotoc, two area teams going at it. You've got Kossuth and Amory. And you know who plays for Amory, don't you? That's right. Bo Rock. Biggersville and Tupelo Christian. This should be a fun 1A series right there. TCPS, of course, the reigning champ in Class 1A. Softball playoffs. We had a lot of sweeps. In fact, only two series involving area teams went the full three games. Pontotoc Caledonia and Nettleton Yazoo County. Pontotoc and Nettleton, both of them winning those series. Actually, Pontotoc didn't get to play its game three until Tuesday night because of weather. But I got out there and watched it, and they jumped all over Caledonia to win 8-1. They had a great night hitting the ball all the way around. You had Jory McKnight had four hits, 4 for 4. Then you had Channing Lane, just a freshman, had a couple of big two-out RBI hits, ended up with 3 RBIs on the night. And then you had the nine-hole hitter, Ella Hill, jacked a 2-run homer to left to kind of put things out of reach late in the game. So Pontotoc advances to the next round. Speaking of the next round, hey, we get Boonville and Mantachie rematch. These are division opponents. Boonville won 2 of 3 against Mantachie during the regular season. In 5A, we've got Saltillo against Neshoba Central, which has won a ton of state championships, won it last year, and put Saltillo out of the playoffs last year. So this is the team Saltillo's got to get past. And, you know, Saltillo, I think, has a championship-caliber team. But Neshoba is Neshoba, so I'm going to go out and catch one of those games this weekend. You got Pine Grove against East Webster, a couple of area teams there in 2A. Should be fun. Lots more action as well. We do have the schedules up for the third round in both baseball and softball at the website, djournal.com. Been running it in the Daily Journal as well. Let's give a couple of shout-outs this week. We had 3 track and field teams win state championships last weekend down in Pearl. Alcorn Central's girls, first state title in track and field for Alcorn Central, boys or girls. Congrats to them. Pontotoc girls winning their 7th state title, and TCPS boys winning their 4th straight state title. They're in 1A. Pontotoc, by the way, 4A. And also Tupelo's golf team, the boys' golf team. No surprise, they won another state championship. Finished that up on Tuesday, beating Madison Central by 10 strokes. Had the top 2 finishers in the tournament, Andrew Miller and Walker Wise. Walker was medalist last year when Tupelo won it. He finished a shot behind his teammate and buddy, Andrew Miller. So this is the 16th state championship for Tupelo boys golf. Let's wrap it up with athletes of the week. Female athlete of the week, another Mantachie player, Ramsey Montgomery, in a 2-game sweep of Hatley last weekend. Ramsey threw 14 innings, gave up 0 runs. They had a couple of wins, 2-0 and 1-0. She gave up a total of 6 hits, struck out 26 in 14 innings, walked only 1 as Mantachie swept Hatley. Male athlete of the week, John Robert Carnes, big John Robert. He is a big old boy, and he showed it for Pontotoc baseball the other day. They had to go 3 games against Kosciuszko. And in the 3rd game on the road on Monday, John Robert goes 3 for 3, hits 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. Pontotoc wins 9-8 to advance. 2 games before that, game 1, which Pontotoc also won, he was 4 for 5 with a home run and 3 RBIs as Pontotoc won 10-7 back on Friday. So, yeah, I was at Pontotoc softball last night, and I was talking to Josh Dowdy, the Pontotoc baseball coach, and he said after the first 2 home runs, he figured they would not pitch to John Robert the 3rd time. And I think they had 2 men on base, and they pitched to him, and, yeah, made him pay. I think he got I think they walked him his 4th time up. Yeah, too little, too late, I guess. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us here on Prep Rally, coming to you every Wednesday. And you can find us in any of your podcast apps or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at @djournalpreps. Check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor in Tupelo, Midtown Point. Find them online TupeloPizza.com. And we'll be back next week, I reckon. So we'll see you then.